Hello, and welcome to another podcast from Radio Lammermuir.
Peter Whelan is principal bassoon with the Scottish Chamber Orchestra and a member of the Ensemble Marseillais. He talks to me from his home in Edinburgh. Peter, the Marseillais Ensemble is making its debut at this year's Lammermuir Festival, but I think you might have played in East Lothian before.
Yes, as a member of the Scottish Chamber Orchestra, we play there every year. It's always a big pleasure to head out to Haddington. Beautiful scenery, nice place to play, great acoustic, and yeah, some good fish and chips as well across the river too.
Marseillais mean? How did you choose the name?
Well, Marseillais is the Greek god of wind instruments, and Apollo is the god of string instruments. So there's a famous story that Marseillais challenged Apollo in a competition, and this is our little challenge to the string players.
And who won?
That's not important.
Marseillais got a sticky end.
He did have a horrible end.
Do you have a favourite era of music which you feel most comfortable playing in?
I guess my favourite repertoire comes from the Baroque early classical era. There was about 100 years there where the bassoon was a very, very popular instrument and not at all unusual like it is nowadays. So there's this little golden era that I'm especially attracted to, and with Ensemble Marseillais we try to play that music. It's very virtuoso, it's very difficult to play, but also very expressive, and there's a lot of the best composers were writing fantastic music for oboes and bassoons during this time.
At the Lammermuir Festival, you'll be playing Handel, Vivaldi, Dowland and Zelenka in Winton House. Can you tell me a bit about the programme choice?
Well, when we chose the music, of course, the most important thing to us was to choose music from this golden era for double reed music. But also inspiring are the artworks in the room that we're going to play. And James said that there's a Canaletto painting there and also a Van Dyck. And so we got thinking about a programme that might tie in with these painters. So, of course, we threw in some Vivaldi because that's typical from Venice. And also, when coming to Van Dyck, I found out that he was working in England, and it gave us a great opportunity to let our lute player play some solo Dowland, which is a real speciality of his, so we were lucky to be able to find that connection.
And Zelenka is not a composer I'd heard of before, but he is going to be the featured composer on your new CD that's coming out, the very first CD from the Marseillais Ensemble, which will be launched at the concert at Lammermuir Festival.
Yes, Zelenka is an amazing composer and a composer that I get very excited by. He's not very well known nowadays, but he was really well respected by Bach and by other people at the time. Very virtuosic music, and each movement plunges you into a different sound world. It's really spectacular, and it's as challenging to play as to listen to sometimes, but very rewarding. On the CD we're recording three of his trio sonatas, and in Winton House we're going to be playing number 5, which is maybe the most famous of the lot. So there are trio sonatas for two oboes, bassoon and continuum. And on the CD, we also recorded one sonata with Monica Huggett, the violinist.
And people listening to the podcast will be able to hear a little preview, a sneak preview of the beautiful Zelenka music that's going to be on the CD, which has been featured throughout this interview. Peter Whelan, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
And you can hear Ensemble Marcius at Winton House on Sunday, the 16th of September at 3 p.m., when their new CD of Zelenka Sonatas will be launched on the Lynn Record label.